Question three. How much blame does Patrick Mahomes deserve for the Chiefs Super Bowl loss?
I give Patrick 50%. Because okay. the defense didn't play. Come on, Pony. I keep it real.
Sure you're saying that. We're not sugarcoating things here.
Yeah, because I was a player. You know what I mean? I've been in these coaches' meetings before. I watched film with coaches before. Like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? He did not have his best game, at all.
I think you could say he had his worst game, actually.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Just as far as and it all came down to the Philadelphia Eagles defensive front. Like, he wasn't able to do what he was used to doing. Like, it goes back to the Super Bowl that he lost against the Bucks. Is it the same exact thing? Todd Bowles was known for a fire zone guy, right? Todd Bowles didn't blitz Patrick Mahomes not one time. He sat back. He assembled a great defensive front, allowed his pass rushers to affect Patrick Mahomes. And when they affected him, they got him down on the ground. That's the biggest, differences between the Bills and the Ravens. They get pressure on them, but they're not getting them on the ground. And that's what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was able to do, and that's what the Philadelphia Eagles were able to do as well. So that was something that was, like I talked about in the game, early on in the show, that was the biggest takeaway. So Patrick definitely got to get 50% of this blame, and the defense going to get the other 50% because they didn't do their part as well. Right. I was, looking for them. It was just too many big plays, like the overs to the tight end, the bomb before halftime. Well, they had two big passes before halftime. And even the questionable one against A.J. Brown in the first quarter, it was just too many long balls going over their head, which was something that we wasn't used to seeing. And Patrick Mahomes throwing interception, backed up, just playing careless football. That was just something that we're not used to seeing. But at the same time, the front – applied so much pressure that he wasn't used to, that he was thinking that he was going to be able to maneuver out of the pocket, start on one side, come back to the other. It was so many interceptions Patrick could have thrown in that game. It's ridiculous.
So I think that if you wanted to be charitable and say, Mahomes is blameless or doesn't deserve a lot of blame, you could just say what you said there about as far as the protection went. They couldn't block him. Mm-mm. And, I guess
they could have blocked all year, though.
Right. I thought their left tackle situation was a problem all year. And I'm frankly shocked it took so long for a team to exploit it the way that the Eagles did.
Because they couldn't block last year either.
Right. I mean, they've had that's something we'll get to in our next question here. So there's really not a ton of X's and O's discussion when you just can't block the other team and they're not doing anything creative or exotic. They're just lining up four guys and they're beating your offensive line. However, the reason why I agree with you that Mahomes has got to take a big chunk of this blame, and he said as much after the game, and then he went on Twitter and apologized, which I thought was a little much, but still, I think he understands that he really had a poor game. When it's 17, when it's 10-0, so you've had Philly, as you mentioned there, You have the Hurts interception in the red zone. And then you have when it's fourth and short and they elect to kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. So it easily at that point in the game could have been 21-0. And instead it's only 10-0. Mm-hmm. And people are on social media and they're all saying the same thing, Pat. In all three of the Chiefs Super Bowl wins, they were down 10 points and they came back to win. Yep. So this is not a time for panic. There's still a ton of football left. Mahomes, unlike any other quarterback in history, thrives in these situations. And then he did something exactly. that was a designed rollout. That was not, he got flushed and threw an interception and got pressured. That was a designed play. And he just either didn't see DeJean there, or he thought his arm could fit the ball into a window before the corner could get there.
DeJean fooled the hell out of him. That's what it was. You go. Because it was, if you look at it, I can't remember who the receiver was. They was in quarters again. They was in quarters. Cooper DeJean understood his depth. And that's what I love about Cooper DeJean as well. That's a rookie that understands football, that understands his leverage, that understands the depth from the receiver, understands how he's able to help his safeties out, because I can't, like I said, I can't remember what receiver that was, but they ran literally right behind him. Cooper DeJean gave Patrick Mahomes one of those foot fakes, at like he was rolling back with him, and came right back under the receiver. Like I said, I can't remember who he was attending to throw the football to and who was coming behind Cooper DeJean on that play. But just watching that play, I said, man, this is a veteran play by a young pup, by not only understanding his responsibility, but reading the quarterback and setting him up to what the quarterback I'm speaking of, thought was open. And that's how he was able to rob that play. And if you go back and look at it as well, Cooper DeJean never broke stride. Like when he caught that interception, it was boom, running, make a couple guys miss, touchdown. Right.
So I don't give him really any blame for the other interception, because basically the left tackle got put on his lap and it completely threw him off there. And his delivery was screwed up because he got hit as he was throwing it. But that one I do put all on him. And that really was the play that put the game away for all intents and purposes.
Yeah,
you get down 17 to nothing. They weren't able to come back from that. So I put blame on Mahomes. Unfortunately for him now in this whole GOAT discussion, he's got two blowout losses in the Super Bowl. We know Brady lost 3 times. He's 7-3 all time. But those 3 losses were all close games. The only other, all-time great quarterbacks to get blown out the Super Bowl multiple times are Manning, who lost to the Saints by 2 touchdowns and got killed by the Seahawks in that game. Mm-hmm. And John Elway, who got murdered basically his first 3 times in the Super Bowl before he came back and won the last 2 when he was older. So that's going to hurt him. I mean, he's got another 15 years or more of football to play. And like you mentioned, he's in the AFC Championship game every year. But I think now, Spence can look this up. I think it's 9 touchdowns to 6 interceptions in the Super Bowls. It's not, from a touchdown to interception ratio, a great stat for Mahomes. Mm-hmm. All right, question 4.
Real quick, that's where I'm telling you right now that Patrick, at some point, he's going to have to change his game.
Yep.
At some point, he's going to have to change his game.
Thank you, Spence. All right, where do the Chiefs go from here is question 4. What's next for this
team? The first thing on my list is, goddamn me, is get our offensive line better. Like, all of them. Like, we got to find a way to freaking block for Patrick, because like I just said, he is not going to be able to run for his life in years to come. You know what I mean? It's just father of time is undefeated. You know what I mean? So we all know what Patrick can do, what arm talent he has. So imagine if this guy has protection and can sit in the pocket and dissect the defense and deliver the ball where it needs to go on time. Imagine how much better he can be. How much stress-free the rest of his career can be. You know what I mean? I know we all, get glitz and glam off of, enamored off of, his athletic ability. But I'm telling you, man, I played in the league for 13 years. Russell Wilson played in the league for going on 14 years now, if I'm not mistaken. Father of time is undefeated, and he gets hit off of a lot. You know what I mean? So they're going to have to do this offseason. They got a number one, get a better protection for Patrick Mahomes. That is a public service announcement. Like, I don't give a damn what else we do. We need to get some freaking guys in here that can protect our franchise quarterback, because he will not be able to run for his life for only so long. The clock is ticking.
So, Pat, I only have them – I was writing that down as you were giving that eloquent eloquent speech and plea to them to do something about their blocking. I only have 3 guys on the offensive side of the ball for the Chiefs who I think 100% will be back next year for them. With Mahomes, obviously Mahomes will be back.
Well, we don't need to count him. We know he's going to be back.
So Xavier Worthy for sure.
Yep.
Tooney will move back from left tackle to left guard, and he's very good there. Obviously, we saw he's not a tackle in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And then I think Creed Humphrey at center. And I think everything else – is subject to change. Trey Smith, or other guard who was excellent, is an unrestricted free agent. Because he was a six-round pick, the guy's never gotten paid before. So, you know, he's due for a big, big, big payday, talking about $15, $16 million a year, right? Mm-hmm. So can you – I don't think you can afford to pay your right guard when you need two new tackles. You got to get a left tackle. You got to get a right tackle. You used your second-round pick on a left tackle last year. You benched the guy from BYU. And the right tackle, Juwan Taylor, Pat, you spent a bunch of money on it. He stinks. So you're going to have to cut him, I think. I think he's gone. Wide receiver after Worthy. Hopkins is a free agent. He won't be back. I felt bad for him dropping that ball, actually, in the game, to be honest. That was just a killer. Juju probably won't be back.
Nope.
Watson's a free agent, won't be back.
Nope.
And then you've got running backs. Pacheco, I guess, will be healthy, so maybe I'll put him down as another guy that's back, but I'm not even sure about that. They gave Hunt the ball more than him.
Yeah.
And the last guy's Kelsey.
I think Kelsey retires.
You do?
Yep.
His body language and the way he just looked in the game, Pat, he looked like a guy that was in a fog.
Because I'm telling you, man, the Chiefs, what they did was this game, all it did was gave teams
a blueprint. Yep.
So, and they're not as talented as they was in years past.
Well, that's what I told you. I thought there were the last 10 or 12 Super Bowl winners, I thought on paper, had better teams.
Yeah.
But the X factor was just Mahomes as a guy that makes everything around him better. That's all.
Yeah, I agree.
But their offense is not – I mean, we just went through it. I don't think they're very talented, is my point.
No, and it's going to be, like I told you as well, some new sheriffs in town in that AFC West. Like, I just feel like now, with all of those great minds in the AFC West now, and seeing what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Kansas City Chiefs, now you're going to have to go through a gauntlet of guys who's going to ultra prepare for you off of what they saw in the Super Bowl
game. Well, your point is this isn't like the old AFC East with Brady where they'd win five or six games every year.
No, they're going to have to work for it now. I promise you that.
All right.
And I told you that before they even hired
you did.
Pete Carroll.
You did tell me that. You were on that one.